This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Thousands of nurses and healthcare workers employed by Kaiser Permanente in California and Oregon have voted to strike, if necessary, over pay and working conditions. The healthcare provider says it needs to cut labor costs to stay competitive. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more on the dispute.
Kaiser is proposing a system where new employees would make less than current ones. Hal Ruddick is chief negotiator for the Alliance of Healthcare Unions, which represents Kaiser employees. He says that policy would discourage new hires and divide the workplace.
The new employees, they look at the older, more senior employees, and they basically blame them for agreeing to that system.
Ruddick says thousands more Kaiser employees will vote this week on whether to threaten a strike as well. UCLA health economist Jack Needleman says the situation is an example of the stickiness of wages. Once they go up, it's hard to take them back down.
Places that are not unionized have the freedom to reset their wage scale subject to the labor market. Kaiser, being union, has fewer degrees of freedom there.
In a statement, Kaiser Permanente said the union is required to give notice 10 days before striking, and that if there is a strike, its facilities would be served by physicians and contingency staff. In Southern California, I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.